One of the goals at the beginning of the year was fill a lot of the vacancies. But to do that was going to take more money because even though the vacancies exist, it's a pretty competitive market. So I was able to work both with the mayor and the city council right after the beginning of the year and get some raises within my budget.
Anything else in the office in the first year that you've seen to fruition?
Well, one of the things was the sexual offender registry, and I increased the number of deputies in there because we have 1,700 people that register on a sex offender throughout Marion County. That's about 8 deputies a day that are constantly checking to be sure they're accountable. I don't choose whether they're out on the street, the judges do, but once that decision's been made, we do want to be sure they're following what the judge's orders say.
Sheriff, can you give us an update on the move to a new community justice campus?
We've had a tour about a month ago of the finalized cell that is being stacked. They're actually being built in Georgia and being trucked in and then assembled because that way, whether it's weather-related or not, they can continue to work. So we've taken the one of the important things I wanted to be sure was take as many steps necessary to have a cell where someone cannot commit suicide. And we have to round every corner, even simple things like what you would think would be a towel hook. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody else chooses mm-hmm. to put a towel around there and end their life. So we had our CERT team, which is our jail extraction team, go out there on site and did everything they could to tear the cell apart, look for flaws, and work with the contractor. And we found a minor thing that they're going to fix.
Do you also think that maybe having more staff can help with that too?
It does, but right now there's been nobody's pushing to give us more people. But the design of the building should be able to be closer to what we have. Because right now one of the things we have is there's cameras all over the place. But because it's so antiquated, there's dark corners. The cameras still can't be seen. And if they can, they'll cover that camera. But the newly designed jail will have cameras higher and in different areas and have less corners so they can be more visible.
And having this new jail will also help in as far as maybe help with the overcrowding that we've had before?
Right now we hold about 2,500, and that'll only go about 3,000. So it's not a big jump because we book in about 130 a day. And if you see that if we didn't release people, how quickly that would fill up. But one of the things I do want to look at, there's the KPMG report, which was a company who's the City County Council hired to look for efficiencies. We've looked at where we have more police officers on the street. That's more often going to increase the number of arrests. We've increased the jail. My request from the KPMG, because everyone's going to be able to have some input, is I would like to compare the cost of the judges versus more jail cells. If we could have additional, 80% of the jail is waiting to go to trial. If we could have some more judges, whatever that number is it 2, is it 3, a cost analysis versus 500 more beds, could we move them quicker through the system, either find them not guilty and release them, or send them on to state prison?
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.